Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
74066.
Give me one moment.
I was trying to see what company is this.
Well, I'm a customer service agent. I'm at a call center where we have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines.
What is fast results?
Well, man, we have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines, so I can't provide you with no information.
Okay, well, I had something come out of my account, and I'm trying to figure out who it is.
Okay. And I have to locate an order before I'm able to assist you with anything.
Okay. I mean, how do I come about that? I can give you a price that came out of my account.
What is your zip code, please? One more time.
74066.
Seven five zero six six.
74066.
What is your first and last name, please?
Megan Bridgman.
Give me one moment. Okay, I'm not pulling any order under your first and last name with your zip code. My last option will be trying to pull it up with the card information, and that'll be with the first six and last four numbers of the card. If we're billing you, it will pull up that way. If we're not, it will show no records file, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Let me...
Tell me just when you're ready.
I'm sorry. I just woke up and getting ready for work and I can't find my card. Doc. You gotta be kidding me. All right, I can tell today is not going to be my day. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Here's some words today. Have my cards in it. Oh my goodness.
I'm still here with you.
Hi.
I'm still here with you.
Okay, I got 4 kids that live in my house. Okay, here we go. You said the last 6?
Only the first six and last 4, ma'am.
Okay, the first 6?
Yes, ma'am.
5, 2, 8, 2, 1, 5. And then the last 4?
Yes, ma'am.
5, 3, 4, 9.
And what is your shipping address, just for security purposes, please?
My address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 1417 East Hill Avenue, apartment 101 in Sepulpa, 74066.
Thank you. I see here an order was done on February 1st for $7.95 for the tablet. Do you recall placing that order?
No, I do not. This took $56.95 out.
Yes, ma'am. The initial order was done back on February 1st for $7.95 for a tablet. The order could have been done by doing like a sweepstakes where you pay minimum price of $1. To $6 for but you paid $7.95 for the tablet. If you're saying that you go ahead and speak.
I never did anything for a tablet.
Okay, so what I could do, I could get your account canceled, and I could send you over to the fraud department. Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them because they never had the authorization to create the order. Will that be okay if I transfer you over to the fraud department?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Mm-hmm. Okay, so stay on the line, please, while you get transferred over. Please do not disconnect the call while you're getting transferred over to the fraud.